Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. A great conversation in that last segment. I want to, Benny, if I can, take it one step further. Sorry, we're with Benjamin Tall, who is the Deputy Chief Economist, CIBC World Markets. You made a comment, Benny, in the last segment about you don't believe that there's going to be a permanent solution to the trade relationship between the U.S. and China. I want to add to that that Trump has been very clear that should he be reelected and there isn't a deal that he wants in place, that he's going to be very tough on China in his second term. What does that mean from a global economic prospect should Trump get reelected? There's only a temporary deal in place and, you know, he's got that's his last term. Does this take us to an economic recession or is there a way out of that?
That's a very good question. So let's start by saying the following. This is not a trade war. This is not about soybeans. This is not about T-shirts going to Walmart. This is a technology called war, period. You have a situation in which the U.S. is trying to keep China down when it comes to technology. China is trying to be to dominate globally the high-tech sector. They are basically making it very clear. There is a plan. It's called Made in China 2025. They're telling you, by 2025, we, China, want to basically dominate globally artificial intelligence, machine learning, robotics. They are not shy about it. They have been buying the knowledge and technology from the U.S., from Canada, from Europe over the past few years. What Trump is doing now is basically he's slowing them down. Now, clearly, if this technology Cold War is turning into a Cold War period, this Cold War will be worse than the Cold War with the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union was a country in decline, their economic system was obsolete, and they were not trading with us. China is the second largest economy globally, so clearly much more significant. So we have a major situation here, but at the minimum, what I'm seeing here, Trump or no Trump, we are seeing the emergence of two trading blocks, China and its friends and the U.S. and its friends. It's very clear to me that from a long-term perspective, that's where we are going, because we have to remember, even under the Democrats, China is a target. If there is a consensus between the Republicans and the Democrats, is that China is not playing fair and they have to do something. We have Trump basically getting this genie out of the bottle. It's very difficult to get it back in. So the Democrats will be more polite, if you wish, but they will go after China as well. And China will say, okay, we'll buy time until we don't need the U.S. the way we need them now. So the emergence of two trading blocks, and Canada, of course, will be caught in the middle, in the crossfire, because when there is a Cold War, a third party has to choose a side. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. Canada, of course, we know where it will be. Germany, that is doing more business with China than the U.S., who knows? And also, when we want to diversify our export engine, it's not just sell to whoever is willing to buy, because if this buyer is in the different block, it's much more complicated. So trade is going to be much more complex. With Trump, it's going to be more immediate. But even with the Democrats, that's the world that we are emerging into.
So, Benny, because of all this stuff that's been going on, the slowdown, China, U.S., we're seeing a large percentage of countries that have negative interest rates around the world. And this has now been, I'd say, the topic du jour, at least with some of our clients on the media here, that negative interest rates could be coming to Canada. Let's start with, let's explain the impact of a negative interest rate and then your thoughts about it possibly coming to Canada.
Well, first of all, the question is why we have negative interest rates in places like Japan, in Europe. And the number one force is clearly the speed limit of the economy, the ability of the economy to grow is very, very limited. The speed limit went down over the past 10, 15, 20 years because of many forces, technology, but clearly demographics is a very, very significant force. And it's happening also to a lesser extent in Canada and in the U.S. Everybody's getting older. And as I told you in the past, Trump can do a lot of things, but he cannot make America young again. That's not going to happen. And this means, quite frankly, that we are flying low. Basically, the potential growth of the economy is very, very low. And central banks are using interest rates to stimulate the economy because that's the only weapon And I have an issue with that, by the way, because you're using interest rates to fight something that is unrelated to monetary policy. Mm-hmm. So you get negative interest rates. Basically, people are paying for the right to keep their money safe in the bank, as opposed to put it under your pillow. And that's something that we are seeing in Germany, we're seeing in Japan. I doubt we'll get to it in North America anytime soon, but clearly interest rates will remain low. This has, of course, major implications. But one thing that we have to remember, low interest rates, when they get very, very low, they are not helping anymore. Right. Think of it for a second. You look at Germany. German interest rates are negative. So when interest rates are negative, it's, you know, banks supposed to lend and people supposed to borrow and consume. The opposite is happening. The savings rate is going up, not consumption. Why? Because when interest rates are very low and they are very negative, and you are planning for your retirement and you are saving for retirement, this GIC will not do. Yeah. So you have to save more to get ahead and to make sure that you're comfortable when you're retired. So you save more, you consume less, which means that negative interest rates that's supposed to stimulate the economy is doing the opposite. It's actually counterproductive. It's very interesting.
So given what you've just said, what's the glide path for interest rates, you know, in the countries where we've got negative now? And what would your thoughts be then for some, you know, in North America, Canada, in terms of glide path? Still down from here?
Well, I hope not. I think that we are in a mid-cycle easing. The Bank of Canada might be cutting one more time. The U.S. might be cutting one more time. Some people say two. I don't know. I don't think so. And I think that will be it for a while. 2021, after the slowdown in 2020, which I hope will not be a recession because of all those forces that we talked earlier, mm-hmm. 2021 will be a recovery. It will not be a strong recovery because the speed limit of the economy is lower, but it will be better than 2020. We might see actually interest rates rising in 2021, which will be a very positive thing. Also, we have to remember, if there is even a semi-agreement with China, mm-hmm. if they just talk, that can take long-term interest rates up by 20, 30, 40 basis points and will put the yield curve in a more normal trajectory. So I'm actually relatively optimistic for 2021. We just have to go through and survive 2020.
And then I'm going to ask you one more question about recession. So if we did go to recession in 2020, when people hear that word, they immediately think 2008. So if we did hit recession, are you thinking it would be something shallow, or is this going to be something more serious?
I think it will be shallow. I'll tell you why. Because in order to get 2008 type recession, you need something really, really bad, like subprime. Yeah. We don't have it now. Assuming there is nothing like big happening, like, you know, liquidity crisis because of cyber crime type situation, which, by the way, I think will be the next major crisis, but that's mm-hmm. a different story. I think that given the fact that the starting point, that's something very important that investors have to realize. The starting point of the economy is much lower. If potential growth used to be 3%, then you are moving at around 3. And then if something happens, you are at about 2, 1.5. If your starting point, because of demographics and other forces, is 1.5, that's your speed limit. Then if there is an accident, you are very close to 0.
Right.
So the probability of having 0 or negative growth is much higher now than it used to be 10, 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the last quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year, together, economic growth in Canada was very close to 0. It was basically in a recessionary territory, but we didn't feel a recession. The labor market was on fire. So that's a window to the future. Mm-hmm. You will see more zeros, more negative quarters. The headline in the newspapers will be, oh, recession. And I say, don't worry. This is just a really low starting point. And that's the nature of the economy until we find this next productivity boom that will lift our potential growth.
Okay.
That was great.
That was great. We got to leave it there. Benny, thanks again. Okay. That's two terrific segments. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you again next quarter, we hope.
Thank you. Good luck.
We've been joined by Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist, CIBC World Markets. We got to make sense of all this and put it into a practical plan to help people get through these periods.
Yeah, Benny right? mentioned two things. One was lower interest rates will mean people have to save more.
Right.
They won't be able to rely on guaranteed investments like right. GICs. So that's one conversation. The other part of it is we're going to be experiencing low growth globally. That means stock markets are not going to be taken off 10, 20, 30% regularly.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of volatility there.
Yeah.
So how do you
and low periods, right? Just kind of sideways.
Yeah. So how do you profit and protect in that? You need to have a proper asset dedication strategy. And that's what we're going to talk about on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
What if you have kids that have different needs? Is fair mean equal and equal mean fair? Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.